Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John.
After both his father and grandfather served our country, Noah Currier knew from a young age he wanted to join the Marine Corps. Days after safely returning to the United States after honorably serving, Noah's life changed. Here's how his organization is helping to change people's lives.
My grandpa served in World War II. My dad enlisted at 17 years old in the Marine Corps at the end of the Vietnam War because, you know, every kid on his street had left and he didn't want to, you know, be one of the guys that didn't go. So he left as soon as possible. And, you know, just knowing that story and my grandpa's story and everything that they had gone through and done to be patriots and good Americans, you know, and joining the Marine Corps, you know, I couldn't choose another branch, you know. My dad, a Marine, I had to follow in his footsteps.
Noah joined the Marine Corps during peacetime in 2000.
We hadn't had a war since 91, and you know, it didn't seem like anything that was coming up in our near future.
Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature.
I still remember September 11th like it was yesterday. I was out in the field, we were on a training op, and my first sergeant came flying down in a Humvee, and it was just a weird time for him to be coming when he was for early in the morning, and he was yelling and hollering and get inside, turn on the TVs, turn on the radios. We knew right away something seriously wrong was going on.
In 2003, he was one of the soldiers in a combat unit deployed to Iraq.
We were transported in these eight-wheeled vehicles that were pretty fast and go through the desert, you know, pretty quick. So we actually led the entire invasion of Iraq and, you know, as the point unit. But since we were the first unit in, we also were blessed with being the first unit out, you know, for that first tour.
After spending 7 months in Iraq, Noah safely returned to the United States.
3 days after I got home from the invasion, you know, it's just a kind of a tough story. Another Marine fell asleep at the wheel driving right as we were turning on into base on Camp Pendleton. And where the road curved, he just kept going straight when he nodded off. And we rolled down a pretty big hill about a dozen times. And I broke my neck in the accident. I collapsed lungs, broke a bunch of other stuff. You know, woke up in a hospital about 5 days later for them to tell me I was paralyzed and life was going to be a little bit different from then on out. That wasn't the lowest low, actually, to be honest with you. Right after that, I had been with a girl for about 7.5 years, and when I got done with rehab and everything at the VA in San Diego, I came home to her, and she left work one night, and she fell asleep at the wheel, and she died, and that was, like, the lowest of lows. You know, I had never thought I was going to recover from that one. I went through a long period where I couldn't even talk, but you know, a few years into it, a lot of drinking and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, all seemed to start to dissipate when I got involved in adaptive sports. I went out to an event that a friend of mine had tried talking me into it for 2 years, and I just kept saying, I'm a quadriplegic, I'm not going skiing, it doesn't make any sense. And he just kept saying, trust me, and I went, and it was the best time of my life, and it was the first adaptive sport I had done. After that, let's go skydiving, let's go surfing.
A radio term Noah used in Iraq was Oscar Mike. It means on the move. Noah found that being physically active helped him and other injured veterans get a piece of themselves back.
Knowing my story and other guys that had very similar stories of being at the best physical condition of their lives and then being injured, we wanted to get them back on the move, Oscar Mike. And so that's the mission of the organization that I started. But this is about inspiration and getting people active. We don't do all that sad stuff. You know, this is more for an individual to, like, you know, take it on themselves. You know, it's not necessarily a handout, and that's not what we do, really. We give people the ability to take charge of their own lives and join us, you know, in that general badassery. That's what we do.
A Poplar Grove, Illinois native who played football all 4 years in high school, Noah has been a Bears fan his entire life. The former corporal said the support he's received from the team has been unbelievable.
I've grown up a diehard Bears fan my whole life, and then to know that the Bears were getting behind us on some stuff, just like, you know, I feel like a little kid. I'm all excited. I got to try to play it cool when I'm on the phone with them and stuff. You know, on the other end of the line, I'm like, guys, check this out.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for your service.
We get to help disabled veterans. You know, I mean, everybody would love the job that I have. It's unbelievable.